That's where I stand. Well, I sure appreciate the opportunity to be with you tonight.
好，非常高兴有这样的机会和大家今天晚上在一起。
I'm very thankful for other churches in Tallahassee that exalt Jesus Christ.
好，非常感恩，因为看到很多塔拉西的教会，我们在主里边的追求。
Many churches talk about Christ.
很多教会他们仅仅是谈论耶稣。
But a lot of times they don't exalt him and worship him.
可是很多的时候他们不跟从他，也不敬拜他。
The church is not about exalting programs.
教会不是关于说来唱赞美诗的安排赞美诗的节目，赞美的节目。
Or personalities.
或者是教会也不是关于说我们人际关系的事情。
But it's about exalting Jesus Christ.
教会是关于我们在这里来敬拜来赞美耶稣。
As you heard earlier, I attended Florida State University.
刚才冯弟兄有介绍我最早在 FSU 读书。
Back in the early 1970s.
那是在1970年的时候，70年代的时候。
I had a friend that I played tennis with.
有一个朋友和我一起打网球。
And one day after we were playing tennis, he looked at me and he told me that he was a Christian.
有一天我们打完网球以后，他告诉我他是一个基督徒。
And I said to him, well, I go to church too.
我跟他说，那我也去教会啊。
And he said, well, I'm not talking about just going to church.
他说，我不是在讲说仅仅是去教会。
He says, I'm talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
他就讲说，我讲的是你是不是和主耶稣有一个个人的关系。
He says, I'm talking about having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
讲的是不是我们你和神之间通过耶稣基督和神之间建立起一个人的关系。
I was very impressed with this guy.
他这个人给我印象很深。
The way he lived his life.
他的生活方式。
He seemed to have purpose and direction and peace.
他的生活有目标，有方向。他心里面有平安。
He lived an incredible example for me to watch.
他真是给我在我面前是一个榜样，我可以跟从。
I didn't realize it at the time, but God was using him in my life.
我那个时候我还不太明白，神就是使用他在我的生命里面让我成长。
And I began to realize that deep down, I went to church, but I really didn't know God.
但是那个时候他的话也就让我明白说，虽然我去教会，但是我并不真正认识耶稣。
And God used that friend to help me become a Christian.
神就让那个朋友借着那个朋友的帮助，神就让我真正的成为耶稣的跟从者。
And back in 1974, God saved me.
在1974年，神拯救了我。
And when I say save me, I mean He rescued me.
我说神拯救我是真的是神救赎了我。
He delivered me.
他把我从罪恶中带出来。
He delivered me from the wrath of God.
他把我从这个世界里面带出来。
And He delivered me from just the sin that I was caught up in and living.
他把我从我的罪中拯救出来。
And that was 40 years ago.
这是四十年前的事情。
And I've never regretted what God did to me.
我从来没有后悔神在我身上所成就的事情。
Never once have I wished it had not happened. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad God did that.
我很高兴神在我身上成就了这样工作，我从来没有一丝的后悔。
The gospel means good news.
福音意味着好消息。
Romans calls it the gospel of God.
罗马书说这是被称作是神的福音。
The gospel is the good news of God.
福音就是神的好消息，来自于神的好消息。
There's so much bad news today.
今天我们知道说天天都有坏消息在我们周围。
Every day we hear more and more bad news.
每天我们都听到很多坏的消息。
But the good news of God is the gospel.
神的好消息就是我们所传的福音。
It's a message about how we can be right with God.
这神的福音是关于说我们怎么样才能够在神面前和神建立起正确的关系。
And how we can have peace with God.
我们怎么样才能和与神和好。
And have the hope of eternal life.
我们才能够得享那个永远的生命。
So tonight I'd like to take a few moments to tell you how to be right with God.
好，我们下面就花一点时间，我们来看我们怎么样才能够和神之间有一个和好的关系。
Everybody is not right with God.
我们没有人天生就是和神之间有一个好的关系的。
Everybody is not going to heaven.
没有人不进啊都能够去啊进入啊天堂。
Sometimes you read the obituary page in the newspaper.
啊，有的时候你在读啊那个报纸上会登的布告。
And you read about people who have died.
你读到那些布告，你知道说有些人啊过世了。
And I wonder, were they right with God?
我每次读这些布告的时候，我都在想说，这些人他们和神之间有好的关，有正确的关系吗？
Where are they at right now?
他们啊世上的生命结束以后，他们的结局是。去哪里了呢？
Everybody likes to think they're in heaven.
每个人都想说，哦，他们可能去天堂了。
But the reality is, everybody is not right with God.
可是这现实就是，没有人和神之间有一个很好的关系。
So if you're here tonight and you've never trusted Christ,
所以今天晚上你在这里，如果你从来没有相信过耶稣，
this is a message for you.
这个消息是对你来讲。
And I really want you to consider it with an open heart.
我让你，请你打开你的心，能够来接受今天晚上这样的信息。
Just five quick things I want to say to you.
啊，今天晚上我要跟你说啊，五点啊，简单介绍五点我的想法。
First off, you cannot please God through your own efforts or your own intelligence.
第一点我要讲的是说，你没有办法靠你自己的努力或者说你自己的智慧来使神满意。
Listen to this verse from Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书啊第八章的话
，verse 7 and 8 says this: because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God.
啊，罗马书第八章第七节说，原来体贴肉体的
，it does not subject itself to the law of God.
体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法。
It is not even able to do so.
也是不能服。
Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Listen, the flesh does not naturally love God.
我们看到说，这里面圣经告诉我们说，我们属肉体的，我们不会自然而然的对神有一个喜好。
In the flesh, we can't even please God. We don't even want to please God.
我们在肉，凭着我们的肉体，我们不能够使神满意，我们也不没有那个意愿让神满意。
This verse says we're not even able to do so.
这圣经告诉我们说，我们没有能力。
And the second thing I would want to say to you is this.
啊，这第二点我要跟你讲的是。
If you continue in sin and unbelief, there is nothing in your future but God's wrath.
我第二点我要跟你讲说，如果你继续活在罪中，活在不信耶稣的状态里面，那么你的结局只能是神的愤怒。
Listen to these verses.
啊，我们来看一些啊圣经的章节。
Romans 3:10 says.As it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
啊，罗马书三章十节讲到说，就如经上所记，没有一人，一个都没有。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
To sin is to violate God's law.
这里面讲的罪是讲到说我们啊违反了神的律法。
And we all fall short of it.
我们在神的律法面前，我们都啊失败。
And the wages of sin is death.
这里面讲到罪的工价乃是死。
Listen to this verse from Galatians chapter 5.
我们可以看啊加拉太书啊第五章是这样讲的。
Says now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of angers.Disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I have forewarned you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节告诉我们说，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、 嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
And then Luke chapter 13 verse 3 says, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
在路加福音里面，主耶稣说，我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，你们都要如此灭亡。
See, sin is our problem.
我们看到说，罪就是我们的问题。
Sin is what separates us from God.
罪使我们与神隔绝。
And sin is what will bring the judgment of God upon us.
我们罪就使我们最后的结局，我们神要对我们进行审判。
And that's the human condition.
这是我们人类的状况。
And that is true of all of us when we come into this world.
这是我们生来就就与生俱来就出来这样的状况里。
And that's the bad news of the Bible.
这是圣经里面告诉我们的坏消息。
The good news of the Bible is this, number three.
圣经里面有告诉我们好消息，就是我要讲的第三点。
Nevertheless, God offers salvation freely to all who turn to Christ in faith.
神为那些所有要愿意在耶稣基督里面相信他的人预备了救恩。
Listen to this verse from Revelation chapter 21.
我们看启示录第二十一章。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of water of life without cost.
启示录二十一章第六节说，他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
And Revelation 22:17 says this,The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, and let the one who hears say, Come, and let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost.
启示录二十二章第十七节说，圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也说，也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And then in Isaiah 55 verses 1 through 3, Everyone who thirsts come to the waters.And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
以赛亚书第五十五章第一节到第三节，神借着先知这样告诉我们说，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
There's so much turmoil in the world.
我们在这生活在一个如此混乱的世界。
There's so much fear and uncertainty in the world.
我们在这世界上，我们有很多的恐惧，有很多的不确定。
People are filled with so much hate and evil in their hearts.
我们人心里边有很多的仇恨，很多的苦毒。
And people are trying to find answers in all the wrong places.
可是我们在去寻找答案的时候，我们常常到错误的地方去找答案。
In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah warns the people, "Don't drink from broken cisterns."
在耶利米书神借着先知告诉他的百姓说，不要从那个破裂的池子里面取水。
They were drinking from fountains that could not satisfy.
他们，你从那里面取水，不能够使你得满足。
They were drinking from fountains that promised to satisfy but didn't satisfy.
他们从那个池子里面取水，好像说告诉他们说可以满足你的干渴，实际上不能够满足。
And so God offers salvation in Christ.
所以神在耶稣基督里面。给我们提供了救赎的道路。
Man can't save himself.
我们人没有办法救赎我们自己。
And so God did something to save him.
我们神就为我们预备了救恩。
He sent Jesus Christ into the world.
他把耶稣基督，他的独生爱子送到我们世上。
And number four, salvation is possible only because Christ's perfect righteousness is imputed to all who believe.
我第四点我要讲的是，救赎成为可能，只是完全是因为主耶稣他的完全的义能够放到我们这些愿意信靠的人他的人身上。
What we need is righteousness.
我们为什么要需要那个完全那个义呢？
We're unrighteous and we need righteousness to stand in the presence of a holy God.
我们是不义的人，但是我们需要那个义，我们需要从耶稣基督那里来的义。
We can't get that righteousness ourselves.
我们没有在我们靠我们自己没有办法在神面前称义。
So righteousness came into the world.
所以这个义就来到这个世界。
In the person of Jesus Christ.
就成为道成肉身主耶稣的形象。
And so what we need is either our own righteousness which we can't get, or we need a righteousness that can be credited to us.
所以我们需要的就是或者是我们自己能够成为义人。当我们不能够自己自称为义的话，我们就需要说耶稣基督的义成为我们的义。
Listen to Romans chapter 4, verse 5 through 8.
我们看罗马书第四章的第五节和第八节。
But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. Go ahead.
第四章第五节说，唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Understand how this works.
我们来讨论一下，这样是它是怎样工作的。
When I put my faith in Christ,
当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督的身上的时候
，God gives me or credits me Christ's perfection or Christ's righteousness.
神就把耶稣基督的义和耶稣基督的完全赐给了我。
In other words, Christ lived the perfect life that God requires.
换句话讲，就是主耶稣他。活的一个，他是一个，他是一个完全的生，在神面前满足了神的需要。
And when I put my faith in Christ,
当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督身上的时候
，God credits that righteousness to my account.
神就把那个义算成是我们的义。
In other words, I can then stand before a holy God.
或用另外一话讲，我就在神面前，我们认我们的罪。
Not in my own righteousness,
因为不是我们自己的义
but in the righteousness of Christ.
我们所披戴的是耶稣基督的义
You cannot have access to God because of sin.
我们因为我们是罪人，我们没有办法来到神的面前
But Jesus Christ came into the world to do something about sin.
可是当耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，他解决了这我们罪的问题
He lived a perfect life that God requires.
他活了一个神所需要的一个毫无完全能够满足神需要的生活。
And he died the death that God also requires for sin.
他在十字架上我们受死，那也是为我们的罪而死，那也是神所需要的。
So when Christ hung on the cross, he hung there in my place and in your place.
所以当耶稣基督在十字架上受死的时候，他是替你替我受死的。
I should have been the one dying. You should have been the one dying.
我们每一个都是那个在十字架上应当受死的。
But Christ did it for us.
可是主耶稣他在十字架上为我们受死。
So it's imputed righteousness. It's credited righteousness.
所以我们看到说这是神的功，神的义加在我们身上。
So number five, this imputed righteousness of Christ credited to your account is good enough to make us acceptable to God.
所以我们知道说，第我要讲的第五点是这种从耶稣基督那里而来的义，在我们面前，在我们里面就让满足了神的需要，让我们被神所接受。
Even the Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 3:9.
在主耶甚至保罗，使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章第九节，他也这样讲。
Where he says, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians,
right?
3:9.
Excuse me.
Oops.
I cannot find it. 腓立比书第三章第九节。这里边讲到说，并且得以在主里面，不是有因自己因律法而得的义，乃是有因信基督耶稣的义，就是信神而来的义。
Martin Luther called this an alien righteousness.
马丁路德把这种义叫做一种外在的外在的公义。
It's a righteousness that's outside of us.
这是一个在我们存在于我们之外的公义。
It's a perfection that's outside of us.
这个公义是在我们之外的。
But it's a righteousness that we need.
但是这个公义是我们所需要的。
To have a relationship with God.
如果我们要和神之间建立起一个好的关系的话。
To be right with God.
如果我们能够和神需要与神和好的话。
The Apostle Paul did a lot of great things, a lot of good works.
我们知道使徒保罗做了很多事情在神面前。
But he said he wasn't depending on that to take him to heaven.
但是他告诉我们说，他不是靠着他所行的。
He said he was depending on the righteousness of Christ to do it.
他知道他不是靠他所行的能够到神面前，他是靠着耶稣基督的义，他可以进入神的永恒。
There are only two religions in the world.
我们知道在这世界上只有两种宗教。
I know we think there's a lot, but there's really only two.
好，你可以想说，世界上有各种各样的宗教，但实质在说只有两种。
There's the religion of human achievement.
一种宗教就是人所创造的宗教。
And there's the religion of divine accomplishment.
一种宗教就是神所设立的。
The religion of human achievement says, I've got to do something to earn favor with God. I've got to do something myself to earn favor with God.
人所立的宗教就是常常是讲到说，我们自己要做什么东西，我们自己要做一些努力来使神高兴。然后他就接纳我们。
Whether it's keeping rules or rituals,
不管是遵照神的律法律例也好
，trying to be good enough,
试图做一个好人也好
，or trying to be religious,
或者过一个虔诚的生活也好
，trying to some way earn my way to God,
我们就是要做用我们自己的努力，好像能够赢得在神面前我们和神和好的地位。
And the religion of human achievement comes with all kinds of labels.
我们知道说人造的宗教有很多很多的名目
All kinds of names
有很多很多的名称
But it's a religion that tries to work its way to God
可是这些都没是试图来要解决人和神之间的问题
The religion of divine accomplishment says I can't do anything on my own to have favor with God
可是相反的神所设立的宗教是告诉我们说我们不能够做任何事情使我们能够到神的面前。
That is, it's not based on works or efforts or rules or rituals at all.
这是我们和神之间的关系不是建立在我们的努力、我们的工作、我们遵守律法或者法律上面。
The religion of divine accomplishment is trusting in what God has done.
我们神所设立的宗教是告诉我们说我们要相信神所做成的。
Faith in the righteousness of Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里面我们得救
and his substitutionary death on the cross
神就在十字架上成为我们的代罪羔羊
only two religions
我们看到只有两种宗教
which one are you trusting in tonight
今天晚上你会有选择吗你要选择哪一种
you know we live in America
你知道我们现在生活在
we hear these things all the time
我们常常听到各种各样的声音
many people pray a prayer or walk down an aisle
很多人是有些人他们会祷告或者在教会里面请
or think they've got to get baptized
或者他们你看到他们好像受洗
or even go to church every week
他们可能也是一个常常去教会的人
and many of those things are good things
这些事情不是坏事
but they do not by themselves make you right with God
可是我们要记得说这些事情本身不能够使我们和神之间建立好的关系
what you need is the righteousness of Christ
我们要需要的是耶稣基督的义
and the only way to receive that or have that credited to your account is faith in Christ
我们唯一能够接受耶稣基督的方法就是接受就是心里相信来接受他
There's a scene in the Bible in Luke chapter 23. If you have a Bible, you might want to look at this verse.
我们看 路加福音。如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到路加福音二十三章。
In Luke chapter 23, verse 39.
23章39节。
What you have here are two responses that people have to Christ.
我们在这里看到的是人对耶稣基督的两种反应。
This is everybody. People have one of these two responses to Christ.
这是实在是讲到所有的人，所有的人对耶稣基督的反应就是这两个人就成为我们的代表。
The question tonight is, which one of these people are you?
今天晚上我要问的问题是说，你会是其中的哪一个人？你同意其中哪一个人的立场？
In verses 39 through 43, the context is Jesus is on the cross.
我们看到说39节到43节，这里边的背景是主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
He has been nailed to the cross. He has been beaten and scourged.
他被钉在十字架上，他被鞭打，他被责骂。
He is hanging on a cross at a place called Golgotha.
他是在那个哥哥他那个山上被钉在十字架上。
Outside of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的城外。
And people are mocking him.
很多人都嘲笑他。
And the cross, and on each side of him are two men.One on each side, criminals on each side of him.
主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，有两个强盗也是一同被钉十字架，一个在他的右边，一个在他的左边。
And I want you to look at how these criminals respond to Christ.
我要想让你看说这两个强盗他们对耶稣基督的反应是什么。
In verse 39, criminal number one.
在第三十九节里面讲到是第一个强盗他的反应。
It says one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us."
三十九节讲说，那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。
Understand this. He knows he's a sinner.
他你要明白这一点，他知道说 ，Excuse me.
Sinner. He knows he is a sinner.
他知道说他自己是一个罪人。
The word criminal there is insurrectionist.
他在这里面他是知道说他自己是十恶不赦的罪人。
So he's a pretty vicious criminal.
他是一个非常十恶不赦的罪人。
But you don't see any remorse or any humility.
可是你看到说他临死他没有任何的悔改。
In fact, he's saying, "Save yourself and us." And he wants to continue in his sin.
我们看到说他的态度就是他要继续在罪中，在生命的最后一刻，还是在罪里面挣扎。
He sounds angry and sarcastic toward Christ.
他对耶稣基督的态度是愤怒，是讥诮。
It's almost as if he's blaming Christ.
他好像是在责备耶稣基督。
This is you see his pride.
你看到说他内心的骄傲。
Proud people blame other people.
我们看到骄傲的人常常是把指责。They don't
accept responsibility for their own sin.
他骄傲的人是不愿意为自己的罪来承担责任。
It's always somebody else's fault.
从来都是别人的责任。
So you see here in this man, no guilt.
我们看到这样一个罪犯被挂在十字架上，内心没有愧疚。
No remorse.
没有悔改。
No concern for forgiveness.
他对赦罪的事情没有任何的兴趣。
He's about to die.
他 要死了。
And he's just angry and bitter.
他有的就是愤怒和苦毒。
Notice the other man that was hanging on the cross next to Jesus.
我们看到说，看另外一个罪犯，他的反应是如何呢？
Verse 40.
是在第四十节。
But the other answered, rebuking him, said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation?"
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
If you read the Gospel of Mark, we don't turn to God. If you were to read about this in the Gospel of Mark,
如果你看马可福音的话，
earlier this man had been hurling abuses at Christ as well.
你看马可福音的话，这个人他原来也是讥笑耶稣基督的。
But in Luke's account right here,
可是在路加福音这里边,
this man has been transformed.
我们看到这个人就发生了改变。
He fears God.
他是一个畏惧神的人。
He knows he's a sinner.
他知道说他是一个罪人。
You even see sorrow over his sin. Verse 41, and we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
他甚至他对他的罪有醒悟，像四十一节里面讲的说，我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
He knows he's a sinner.
他知道说他自己是个罪人。
And there's sorrow over his sin.
他对他的罪有悔改。
He says we're getting what we deserve.
他知道说我们，他说我们所受的是我们与我们所做的相称。
He knows Jesus is innocent.
他知道说耶稣基督是无辜的。
And he's moved to look toward Christ.
所以他就把头转向耶稣基督。
Compare him to the first man.
和另外一个人强盗比
proud and hardened.
我们看另外头一个强盗
no guilt, no remorse.
他是一个骄傲的，一个心里刚硬的，没有悔改的。
This man fears God, knows he's a sinner, and there's sorrow over his sin.
这个人他是一个心里边有知道认罪的，他心里边也是对他的罪有悔改的能够。看得见耶稣基督是那位无罪的人。
And notice what he says in verse 42. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom.
所以第四十二节我们看到他怎样说，他说耶稣你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
He knows Jesus is a savior and a redeemer.
他知道主耶稣是一个救主和救赎主。
He's concerned about eternity.
他对那个永恒的生命有一个渴望。
John Bunyan said, "We are either on the path to the city of destruction."
他讲的一个人讲到说，我们都是走在我们是走在两条路上，一条是走向毁灭的道路。
Or on the path to the celestial city.
一条是走在
celestial city.
是走在前往永生的路上。
Two paths: path to destruction.Or path to the celestial city.
两条路径，一条走向毁灭，一条走向永恒。
Where all of us are one or the other.
我们每一个人都走在其中一条道路上。
Which one are you?
你现在是走在哪一条路？
Which path are you on?
你要选择哪一条路走？
Notice he does not tell him, "Oh, you got to get baptized first."
我们看到主耶稣对那个悔改的罪犯怎么讲？他没有说， "Oh, 你去。
He doesn't tell him clean up your life.
他也没有说你要去
I mean, there's no time, right?
让你的生命有改变。我们看到说他已经被钉在十字架上，对他来讲也没有时间了，对不对？
In a few moments, he's going to be dead.
很快他就要死掉了，是不是？
But notice what Jesus says to him.
我们看到主耶稣怎么对他讲。
Truly I say to you, verse 43, today you shall be with me in paradise.
主耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要与我同在乐园了。
That's what I've been saying tonight.
这是我今天晚上要告诉你们的消息。
Faith in Christ.
在主耶稣里边，我们得。
Trust in Christ.
我们在主耶稣里边，我们相信他。
Which one of these are you? That's the question.
这两个强盗，哪一个我们要去效法？
What are you trusting in to take you to heaven?
你要想去天堂路，你要相信。你要怎样知道说怎样能够达到你的目标。
One of these men died and went to hell.
我们知道一个强盗死掉了，进去地狱了。
And one of these men died and went to paradise.
另外一个人他也死了，让他进入与耶稣一同进入乐园。
And is there today.
他今天还在乐园里。
My prayer for you is that if you don't know Christ,
我的祷告对你们来讲说，你如果还不认识耶稣基督，
that you will put your trust and your faith in him.
好，今天晚上就是这样的时刻，希望您把你的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
For there is no other name under heaven.
因为在没有其他别的名我们可以靠着得救。
By which men must be saved.
我们只有靠耶稣基督，我们才能够得了拯救。
Let me pray for us.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you for this evening.
我们全能的主，我们谢谢为今天晚上聚集在你面前而感谢。
I thank you for those who are gathered in this room.
我们为所有来到我们当中的人，我们献上感谢。
I would pray, Father, that if there are any here that don't know Christ,
父啊，我们祷告说，在我们当中那些为那些还不认识你的人祷告。
That you would do a work in their heart.
主啊，求你在他们心中做那奇妙的工作。
That you would open their eyes to the truth.
求主你开他们的心眼，让他们看见真理。
And bring them to the Savior.
把他们带到他们救赎主面前。
God, we thank you for the salvation that we can have in Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢主你派你的独生爱子成为我们的救赎。
We thank you for the gospel, the good news of God.
我们谢谢主你把这福音放在我们面前。
So in your name we pray.
奉圣子耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen.
Amen.